This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's do another hour of excellent radio, shall we? Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We certainly are capable of that because of the staff and its acumen. Jay Kirshner is on the air with me. James Collins, Jameson, to his unknown friends, is at the studio controls in Dallas. If we are thinking about time, I always start the hour with the time, and I think time is important, especially at the time of day when most people listen to this program. We're concerned about time. We got to get it done. We got to move. We got to get to work. We got to get the children to school on time, all that good stuff. But when you really get down to brass tacks, time doesn't really exist other than here for our convenience. Think about it. If the universe has been around for longer than time has existed, we, in fact, have invented time so that we can get to places on time. Right? Think about it. There's no time in the universe. Really? There isn't. We're timeless beings. We're here, in my mind, anyway. I think we live forever.
You live forever in people's hearts and minds. Is that where we're going?
Yeah, it was in part. Yeah, right. I believe there's much more to this existence than we know and understand. And I don't think that's just Pollyanna. I think it doesn't make sense to think that we just have this body that we live in for a number of years. I have become a great believer in the fact that we are spiritual beings happening, in this case, to be living in a human body. But there is, we all have dreams, we all have manifestations, we all have challenges in this earthly life. We were just talking about me being attacked by a local blog here in Framingham. And what did you say, Jay? I must be important because...
You're a big deal when you have haters.
Yeah, great. Anyway, that's certainly not my wheelhouse. I don't get it, but listen, everybody's different. But then whether that changes, does that change the reality that you have when you're not breathing and you're not a part of what is what we call the earth plane? I think that there's all good pretty much everywhere but here. And it's not, we're being taught how to live, perhaps, by our experiences here, or how to make it through, anyway. I don't necessarily attach much of anything to outcomes. I just kind of like to do. Each day we do the radio program, and we have more affiliates, we have more people listening. I think it's because our angels, your angels, my angels, are here to help us move along. And those angels are people who have been around before, who, for whatever the reason, the awesome lives that they've lived, have brought them back to us to help us have an amazing life. And I think it's silly to think to the contrary of that. And here's an example. We always start the program, the hour with the good news. The king and queen are sending out cards. Now, they're getting a little of, what did you just say, a little that if you're big time if they're haters. Talking, I think, yesterday about a bunch of people going into the wax museum and throwing oil or dirt or paint or something on them.
Gravy on a Monet.
Gravy, that was it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they've made it. Anyway, they are celebrating some pretty special birthdays. He's having his birthday, I think, this week, right? And they went around the country delivering hundreds of cards to people who are celebrating their birthday, mostly 100 years old, 105 years old. Mm-hmm. There are a number of those people all across the UK. Thousands of birthday cards were sent out. Apparently they have done this in the past, but this year...
This is something the Queen did, Queen Elizabeth.
Right. Yeah, so they keep that going. And that's, I have a different feeling. I've not been a big fan of Charles and certainly not of Camilla. But I think so far what I've seen leads me to believe that he's a, I don't know if sensitive is the right word, but he's aware. and is trying to do something, he just jumped right in and took over where the queen left off. So, good. His mother's got a legacy and a half. So, I mean, you got to leave your own legacy, though, right? You can't live in somebody else's shadow.
And Queen Elizabeth II had such a long period of time to leave that legacy, being the longest monarch. But I also think that because of her different health struggles, she had been pulling back to a certain amount, and he had already been stepping in and taking over and filling in for her, standing in her place in places, that I think she really, once upon a time when people were like, no, the queen will never die, she can't because Charles can't be king, it has to just skip Charles and go to Prince William and all of that, and I think that she clearly groomed him, but he grew up there. It's learned by osmosis in a way.
That's it. Osmosis, one of those great words. Here's something that is great. The National Aeronautics and Space Administration, here's their latest launch. It's an independent study of UFOs, now officially underway. So this certainly lends credibility to all the people who are talking now much more openly about what is at Area 54 and what people in positions like pilots, what they're seeing. And when they report it, it's kind of been bagged, but now these days, not so much. So here's the study that has started this week, focusing only on unclassified data. And it's going to result in a full public report. It'll be sometime next year. The team is composed of 16 people. Former NASA astronaut Scott Kelly. His brother is the other senator, right, from Arizona. They were both astronauts. Chaired by David Spergel, who runs the Simmons Foundation. Also, these names don't mean anything to anybody. I'm just interested in the data myself, frankly, and I think most everybody else will be.
Yeah.
I mean, who cares who's that? I don't know any of these names. But,
I don't care who's in it, how they do it. Just tell me what you find.
Let's see what's going on. Unidentified aerial phenomenon. I love the way the government... got to have a special name. So we're focused on unidentified aerial phenomenon, also known as UFOs. They're going to use the scientific method to come up with scientific conclusions. All right, so that's a good step as well, right? Science. Although I have my problems with science because it's always disproving itself, but it gives people, it gives you a reason to kind of, I'm hanging my hat on this because it's been scientifically, the conclusions have been scientifically arrived upon. I don't know what that means. I think, it's fun. We'll see a lot of pictures. We'll have people identifying, the phenomenon. And NASA has a number of goals. One of them is to ensure the safety of aircraft in space. So if there are unidentified flying objects flying around, they don't want... And that's a good excuse, whether that's really the reason they're doing it or not. I don't know that it's important. It's just kind of cool that we are acknowledging and they're going public with stuff that they've kept pretty much under wraps for, 70 years or so since the thing happened in the Nevada desert. I used to be out, I told you that, in Roswell. I used to be on KUFO, which is the radio station.
That sounds about right.
I just forget. It's cool. Oh, cool. Okay. Let's see what's going on in the dead zone. Five tourists were rescued after being trapped underground at the Grand Canyon Caverns because of an elevator malfunction. So these people would be dead if it were not for the action of, they were 21 stories underground. Ooh, that's like being a coal miner. Do you know what kind of, for those of us who are claustrophobic, I couldn't imagine going down 21 stories around.
These caverns are so big is space. There's definitely space. But there's also, here's the thing. There's an underground kind of like a motel. down there. So
really?
They had some, yeah, so they were able to, even though they were down there for about 24 hours, they were able to stay in the hotel, which usually is a reservation for two would cost $1,000.
What is it, a Marriott? What kind of a hotel is it?
No, it's just, it's the special, unique motel kind of thing. It's this really small.
The Cavern Motel.
It has a really small restaurant.
Really?
It has, like, different amenities, like TVs and restrooms and all that stuff. So they did have some things. And there is a way out. There is a staircase and all of that stuff. But they learned that out of these five people, a couple of them were in their 70s, and some people wouldn't be able to really make that climb because of health reasons. And there was one person who could have done it but decided to stay back with the group. And this could have gone so wrong, but they were rescued. And just think about the memories that this group is going to have.
Normally, this is a half-hour trip down and back up again. But the elevator stopped, so they don't have a secondary elevator, but they'll fix that. Reservation for $2,000 a night if you want to stay in that hotel.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that was the almost dead zone. Now, a couple of quick things. This guy jumped 40 feet from a pier. There were a couple of people that were out on the Huntington Beach Pier, which is a neat place, like the Santa Monica Pier, same kind of thing. But the water was choppy, so the woman jumps in, then he jumps in, and he drowns. Did he hit something when he jumped in there? No, there are people jumping off that pier all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the woman who we followed, she jumped in first, and she came out fine, and then he jumped in, and it just did not work out the same.
Well, there's a shock that, you know, when you jump into the water, especially if it's cold, Pacific water is cold.
So cold.
Never warms up like the Atlantic does. So if you don't have a suit on, one of those plastic or what do they call them, rubber suits, like all the people that do, you know, surfing and stuff, they all wear those suits for the most part if they do it on the West Coast. But anyway, that's kind of weird, actually, the way that happened. Hold your breath when you come across opportunities like that. 18 after, this is Good Day.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherries.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley, pear, peach.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55. Count them, 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
Thousands of people benefit from taking Texas Superfood every day. Shouldn't you be one of them? Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
TexasSuperfood.com.
It's borderline shocking how much energy I have. I hope you use me for the Texas Superfood.com.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
Stylish office decor to turn my finished basement into a complete workspace solution.
Staples has you covered.
A desk that's all business, but not too businessy.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now at Staples, save 25% on all desks, storage and filing products, chair mats, lighting, decor, and desk accessories when you buy a chair. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples. The Working and Learning Store. Ends 10/29. In-store only. Exclusions apply.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The American Family Farmer podcast.
The Robinson Family Farm in Temple, Texas. Massive blaze there this past week. 70 vehicles were burned. Buildings burned to the ground. And so the cars and the trucks, tractors damaged here. Firefighters evaluating this week the heat-related injuries that some had because the cars and tractors that were in this barn, the fuel in them blew up.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for celebrity news, Jay. Your forte, among many things that you're good at, social media, following the trending items. And there are two, not one, but two Stewart stories today for us to yak about. First one concerns Martha Stewart, who apparently has the hots for Pete Davidson. Unlikely couple. But she's 81. He's what, 29?
Yeah.
Like 30, something like that.
20, yeah.
28. Mm-hmm. She said she'd love to go on a date together with him. And
you know, you'd have a good time. He'd be a gentleman. You'd laugh the entire time.
Yeah. So, anyway, she she was on with Drew Barrymore talking about this, and
she called him sort of cute.
Yeah, kind of. She's what did she say? She's never been kissed? That doesn't. No.
No, that's Drew Barrymore's. Drew Barrymore was in that film, Never Been Kissed.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So she begs the question. She says, okay, you're on a date with Pete Davidson. And so Martha Stewart says, what do you call it? Drew Barrymore says he's dated so many women. And then Stewart agreed with that. He was linked to Kim Kardashian, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, recently. Well, they were playing this game, like, when she had different flags where Drew Barrymore was
red,
saying,
green.
Yes, and Martha would wave the green flag if it was good, or red if it was a no, yellow if it was kind of on the fence. And the one thing was, okay, your date has as many tattoos as Pete Davidson. And without hesitation, Martha raised the green flag. She's like, okay, your date is Pete Davidson, green flag, once again. And they kind of started just going into that, and...
She actually said on the air, very good guy, and he knows how to get in and get out. I thought that was kind of... okay. Yeah, Martha, good for you. I wouldn't mind, actually. I'd find her moderately attractive, actually.
We should double date. You go with Martha, and I'll go with Pete Davidson.
What about your husband?
See, I don't have
to worry. He can come too if he wants.
Okay. All right, the other Stewart story is about Rod Stewart, his son Sean. Wow. He was hit by a truck. Fresh to the hospital.
Red light.
Yeah. He took his, the youngster took to his Instagram talking about the news. He was, so the truck went through the red light, or he crossed the wrong way.
Which no, he was stopped at a red light, and just the truck didn't
barreled into him.
Hit him, and,
so,
okay. And then took off. It was
so it didn't hit him, it hit his car.
Hit his car, yeah. But he got sent hit. Yeah, sent him to the hospital. Sean, he's 42, sent him to the hospital, and he was in a neck brace and a face mask and the hospital gown, the whole shebang, and really
so
no
Rod
update,
has,
but it seems like he's doing okay.
Rod has 8 children. And he's had 5 spouses, so he's got 5 women and produced 8 children. What is there about women who like these skinny, ugly rock guys? Like the Rolling Stones. These guys are look emaciated. Rod Stewart has got the skinniest legs. What do people find appealing
about that?
I can't
speak on Rod Stewart, but let's go back to Pete Davidson.
Yeah. No, that's Martha's trip for now, anyway. 28 past the hour. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure, got diabetes, no problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At a White House meeting Tuesday, U.S. Energy executives told Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm that shut down crude oil refineries will not restart. Valero's chief executive, John Gorder, made the announcement. In June, Chevron CEO Mike Wirth posted that there would never be another new refinery built in the United States. Russian President Vladimir Putin, facing military production delays and mounting battlefield losses, has urged his government to cut through bureaucracy to crank out enough weapons and supplies to feed his troops in Ukraine. A Ukrainian counteroffensive has put Russian forces on the defensive posture. The Russian military supply shortfalls have been so bad that Putin had to create a new committee to try to address the delays. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paladi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Young girls who met on a ship sailing for America 75 years ago have been reunited. How in the world would something like that happen, right? After 75 years, this is astounding.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big fan of this song. You. It's all about you. Yes. And what you are grateful for today. Sometimes it's the small things that make the biggest impact. There's a research paper, RJ, that shows making an effort to practice gratitude every day is one of the best ways to improve your happiness quotient, your health, the quality of your life. So it's, you know, have a good feeling. And maybe music. I was talking to a friend of mine. Last night I had dinner with one of my new partners on this adventure I'm on in Framingham to develop a farm. And he's in his 50s. But he really understands technology. So he's playing, he's got speakers in the house, and he's programming the music off of his iPhone. And so I'm, you know, about as capable of doing that as I am jumping on the next shuttle to the satellite to the space station. And I might even be more, it might be easier for me to jump on the space shuttle and go to the space station than to program the music. And he goes, but it brought around to me a couple of, we had a great discussion about music and the things that were our preferences. And I had another discussion. You know, yesterday seemed to be a music discussion day. I was getting my license renewed because my birthday is in a week and I had to get my license updated. And when I took the test, you know, all of you have done this. As you get your licenses renewed, you put your eyes into the thing and you're going to be able to read the line. I couldn't read any of it. I could read none of it. First time in my life. Looking in there, I said to the lady, I can't read any of those. She says, well, you're probably going to have a restriction on your license. I said, oh, what is that? She says, you're either not going to get a license or there are three choices. You don't get a license, you get a license that restricts you to driving daytime only, or you got to wear glasses. Okay, so what's the big deal? I'm going to wear glasses. But you got to get your ophthalmologist has to sign off on it. I didn't know, you know, you can't just say to him, okay, I'll take the
glasses. Yeah, right. Honor.
Column C. So I'm in California, and it happens that my eye doctor is in California, so I went to see him. We call him Dr. McDreamy. Wonderful, just a wonderful guy, but he does look like McDreamy. His name is Robin Stivelin. He's on Melrose. So I go in on Saturday morning to see him. He's always very happy. We always have great chats. And he said, so what do you need? I said, well, I need to get my driver's license. And he said, okay, well, what's the problem? I said, I can't see anything, and we went back to my last eye test from last February, and I had 20/20 corrected vision, but 20/40 without it. And so apparently that's enough, or at least the stuff has changed enough. And this is a great lesson for all of you listening. You know, you all need to have, there are three things that you need to be aware of as far as your life is concerned. One of them is how you feel. One of them is how you think. And one of them is how you see and or smell or experience things with your senses, right? I mean, what good is life if you can't see things or experience things through your senses? You know, if you can't have good mental health, we've been talking a lot about that today. And so it seems to me that it's practical to stay on top of all of those things. So anyway, I didn't pay attention to this when he gave me the report from last year. We talked about it, but I'm thinking, okay, no, who cares? Because I've always had, you know, the ability to see everything. And last year was at the time when I had been to see the Ukrainian. Remember I told you that story? It was right after the Ukrainian war started, and the guy, his name is Benjamin, he's the LA eye doctor that puts these new lenses in your eyes. And
I'm going to
get
this.
That done.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get that done this winter. Anyway, he's from the Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
So he's telling me this story because he knows what I do for a living. And his mother calls him on the phone, and she's in her basement in Kiev. And the house next door to her house just got bombed. So and the doctor says, here, talk to my mother. So I'm talking to this lady who's in the basement of her home in Kiev, telling me the story about the next door neighbor, very broken English, but you can speak enough English for me to understand it, how her home was next to this guy, this house that got blown up. And I'm thinking to myself, how we have no idea in America what goes on in some of these other places. We've never in our existence, really, other than the Civil War, we fought among ourselves, kind of like we're doing right now. It's kind of a civil war, fighting with each other. We've never had like anybody invade our country. So I don't know what it's really like to live in a place where you are susceptible like that. Imagine Europeans that lived through World War II, British invasion of 1939, when the Nazis bombed the hell out of
your communities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything gets blown up, and you're running for cover. It's really pretty amazing. Anyway, So the reason that I tell you the story is because it brings it. There are a lot of Ukrainians, a lot of people that come to this country because they want to better their lives. Same with Iranians. The Iranians are leaving faster than you can't get on planes enough. The population of Iran has gone down 400,000 in the last month and a half. People just want to get out because of the business with the Ayatollah. And the quote-unquote conservative way they run the government, they're not conservatives, they're lunatics. You know, there was another incident last week, I don't know if you heard about it, in Iran, where the police almost killed some woman because she wasn't wearing her burqa according to the prescription of the Ayatollah. This is hello, 2022, and this kind of crazy stuff is going on. Anyway, do I sound like I'm that, this stuff really works me up, so I'm going to go back to simply smiling, which, by the way, according to another source today, the question, can a smile a day keep bad feelings at bay? There's a collaborative study done by Stanford University that suggests yes. It's called the facial feedback hypothesis, which theorizes that a smile can improve your mood, even if you're not feeling that great. So just a smile, think about it. What happens when you smile? And never mind, when you laugh, I find myself chuckling more and more these days at silly little things, or I'll hear a song on the radio and I'll smile. I never felt myself doing that before, but I feel it now. And so all of this stuff that we're involved in, this quibbling, this stuff that, you know, you hear Twitter or other social media people doing what they seem to do, some people anyway. This is not what is going to make you feel better. It may, you know, you're distracted from your own pain, I suppose, under the circumstances. But this study had 4,000 people from 19 different countries who were given a reason to smile. And it was really very scientifically. I had to do with how your lips move and how your teeth move and how much better people felt after they're able to express their feelings by smiling. So I don't know. I think that's the kind of, don't we want to be like that? Don't we want to live like that? That's kind of what I hope we want to live like.
I was reading a quote recently that was, it's so much better to live a life where you are happy, but happiness doesn't come easy. It does take work.
Yeah, it does. It takes work. It takes concentration. All right, here's a new TV show, or it's actually a revival of the old TV show, The Surreal Life. Are you familiar with that TV show? The Surreal Life.
It sounds so familiar. Was that the Paris Hilton, Nicole Richie one?
Yeah, it was on VH1. Yep. Okay, so now this is a newfound celebrity for Stormy Daniels. Remember her? Supposedly had an affair with Donald Trump in 2006. Now she's settled down. She has a child, and she's doing a lot of writing and talking and embracing the future, so she says. So she's the star of the reboot of The Surreal Life. They follow a group of celebrities trying to live together in Hollywood. This sounds like the oldest show in the world.
I know this one. Okay, yeah, The Simple Life is what I was thinking of. This almost seems like a celebrity Big Brother kind of show. I've never seen it, though.
Hmm. So she's talking about, she's promoting the new TV show, and of course the question comes up, did you or didn't you? Were you or weren't you? What's he like? You know, that was the question that when, what's-her-face had the affair with, whether it was really an affair, whatever she did with Bill Clinton.
Monica Lewinsky.
Monica Lewinsky and her describing his private parts to her friend, and that became public. That was pretty embarrassing, I would think, for Hillary anyway. And so Stormy, when she was accused, kind of admitted, because she described President Trump's private parts. And you know, you get into that kind of stuff. That's got to be the most demeaning thing, I would think. I mean, I would hate, and I don't like that word, but having somebody tell that story, I just think it, anyway. She's not, by any stretch of the imagination, the smartest person in town, but she's okay. I mean, she's done some dumb stuff with her life. And so if you are in a mood to have a smile, like we were talking about, whatever makes you smile, this might make some people smile. You just go and Google Stormy Daniels and see the story about the new TV show and find out more about what... I'm just reading a comment. You know how distracting these are? Here's a guy named Greg who's responding to the story about Stormy Daniels. He writes, "My daughter has a degree in medical technology and runs tests in a hospital. She could have grown up to be another Stormy Daniels, but she didn't." And so his point is that you make a choice, because a lot of people have taken a shot at Stormy Daniels because of the way she lived her life and the choices she made. But that's true of anybody and everybody, isn't it? We all make choices in our lives. Mm-hmm. You know, you've chosen to be here with me on the radio. James chose to take the job at the network in Dallas. I've chosen to make this a career. I've made other choices in my life about the farm and things. We make choices. So who's the one that wants to throw the first rock at that glass house? I don't know. I just think everybody makes choices, and so what's the big deal? If it doesn't hurt you, why are you concerned about somebody else's choice? 48 past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product contract I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where could I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Visit with Warren Eckstein, the host of The Pet Show, now in its 145th year on the radio. Warren is around to help you with your pets and problems, how you relieve stress. There's a connection between how much stress you have and your dog and cat, right? The dogs are good. I find Daisy's a wonderful source of stress relief, just touching her and rubbing her under her chin and stuff. So that's really, that's not how, well, were they designed? If you believe in God, did God send them our way to help us with stress? Or how do you look upon that philosophically?
You know, I've been involved with many studies over the years, one not many, many years ago at the University of Pennsylvania in Haverford State Hospital, and interesting how people with anxiety and people with stress are automatically calmed down just at the appearance of a pet. Not even before you even touch it, just the appearance of a pet calms them down. Now, what we found is we know that being around a dog, this is what the study said, being around a dog, it alleviates stress, anxiety, lowers your blood pressure, builds up on your emotional aspect of it. But now there's a little bit of a switch, not so much a switch, but they're also now adding cats to that part of it. It's interesting that they found that people with highly reactive emotions, I mean, really highly active emotions, are more drawn to cats for stress relief than dogs. And I'm trying to figure out, I haven't quite put the piece, I just read the story, I'm putting the pieces together. I can't figure out why they would be more apt to be drawn to cats than dogs. Maybe there's a little less activity with the cat than the dog when you're alleviating your stress in terms of stroking. So I have to do more research. But I honestly believe whether it be a horse, whether it be a dog, whether
cows,
it be a cat, whether it be a gecko, whether it be, it doesn't make any difference. Over the years, I've worked with so many organizations and I've seen the change in people that were stressed out or even with emotional disorders change based on the fact of their relationship with a dog or cat.
I was talking just before you came on about this new book. I don't know if it's a new book, but it's a book about animal intelligence. The subtitle of the book is What Animal Intelligence Reveals About Human Stupidity.
You know, the I got to read that book because it's so true. But, you know, in both of my dog and cat book, the opening saying is, in the beginning, God created man, but seeing so feeble, he created dogs and cats.
Dogs, yeah.
And I believe it's true. I really believe that they make us better. I focus much more when my dogs or cats are around me. I have no cats at the moment. When Molly and Willie are around me, I really believe that our animals do compensate a lot for our stupidity. Absolutely. I agree 100%.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here's the story of a 19-year-old dog who is sick, not eating, could hardly walk. The owner brings this lab to a shelter to die. What a pig. This guy is. So a couple of women come along who knew this story of the dog, and they took her in.
It happened so often. Let me relate. Not that long ago, I was at a shelter doing some work, and this couple brings in this basset hound that was in the neighborhood of maybe 14 years old, which is very old for a basset hound. And their reason for giving it up is that their aunt died, it was her dog, and they don't have the time to take care of it. And I'm looking, as they walked away and left the dog behind, the dog just looked at them and said, "Why? What did I do? Why are you leaving me here?" And it was just so, it just freaked me out. And I started realizing that what people don't understand is that the personality of a dog or cat that has lived with a person for a period of time takes on that personality. So by bringing that dog to the shelter, in reality, what you're doing is bringing that aunt to the shelter at the same time. So that's why I always advocate, and we should do a segment on this in the future, it's really important that people have a living trust set up for their pet. Not a will, because in a will, it's property, but a living trust set up for their dog or cat so that it's taken. I have one for my guys. If God forbid anything happened to me, Doug, they're coming to you.
All right. I'll be happy to take care and be my honor. Here, this is a good cap story. The story of the dog that has walked around a golf course in Jefferson, Missouri, collected 6,000 golf balls so far. And they've been donated to charity. Most of them are Titleist Pro V1. I don't know. I don't play golf. It's probably a good golf course. So isn't that cool? This is the kind of stuff that makes life worth living. You just see this and you smile. Or you hear the story and you smile. Imagine a dog collecting lost golf balls. That's very...
No, you're absolutely... They do. I think they do these things on purpose to make us laugh.
Yeah, well, I hope they do anyway. Love our dogs, love our cats, love Warren Eckstein, 59 after the hour on Good Day.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.